Hey everybody, welcome to tonight's show. It is Sunday, June the 28th. Thank you for joining me, broadcasting to you live from a secret underground basement somewhere in Hamburg. You're joining me on slayradio.org. This is PMP versus Hamburg. I am Gazoo. Well, it always, it always struck me as a weird thing. My first name doesn't really pronounce itself that well in a foreign language, except for Danish, so I think I'm just gonna probably stick with Gazoo, even though there's a, there's no reason to not go with my real name. But enough mulling on that. I see people on EFNet already beginning to be a bit puzzled and being like, there's a show going on? And Bacon or Baco 1978 says good luck with the show. Thank you very much. Ataru's there. Case Rain is there. And I see a bunch of people are on Slay Radio as well. Even though I had to say goodbye to about 9 listeners who bumped out as soon as the show came on. But that's usually the way it is. You know, you have the audience divided between the members who feel like they want to listen to someone like me yammer on. And then you have the part of the audience who'd rather just, I guess, bow out when someone opens their big fat mouth. However, it is my show. It is PMP versus Hamburg. And I'm going to be upfront and ask people to submit requests if they would like on slayradio.org. And if you would like, you can also come and join me and a bunch of other people on EFNet, on the Slay Radio channel. You can also tweet to me at PlanMixPlay. And finally, there is the shout box on slayradio.org where you can, you know, put in your 2 cents. In the meantime, as per usual, I have a track lined up that I did not get to play last week's show. This is Trace with Monty Warlock Chills at Arkanoid. I'm not 100% sure who ended up requesting this one. Maybe GoHanks? He did a lot of requests last time that didn't get played. Anyway, here it is.
Thank you.
man, this is a pretty long song, clocking in about 7 or 8 minutes, but the tone's pretty good for a beginning of the show, I think, so let's just keep going. You hear that dude in the background who keeps saying something along the lines of, "Sit back and enjoy the ride." See, there he was. And a very, very long drawn out fade towards the end. That was Trace with Monty, Warlock Chills at Arkanoid, possibly requested by Gohanks. I'm not sure. In any case, Gohanks is on the FNet, as are a bunch of other people. Hey, Case Rain. Caserun. I don't know. How do you pronounce that? Caserain. Maybe it's like Rein Oahand. So Caserain, maybe. And Baco 1978 is also on there. I don't think I've ever seen you around. Maybe a newcomer? Maybe working on a new plot for your book? Maybe your character goes through some interesting changes? Gets a little bit wiser at the end? Oh, my voice doesn't go high enough to do Stewie's little longish rant with Brian. But it's a good one. It's pretty funny. You know, if you can stand all the backwards references, Family Guy is pretty funny. And also, yes, I'm a little bit sad today. A little bit in the dumps because I recently had a research proposal of mine turned down, which is unfortunately the case. The positive thing is that I think it's one of the best reviewed papers I've had at such a high standing conference, but apparently still wasn't good enough to tip the scales. So I got thumbs down. Now I have to kind of figure out what to do with this half year's worth of work. And yeah, I don't know. And Caserain says Caserain. Brienne, is it rain as in Rhein? Caserain? Or is it almost like Catherine except Caserain? Anyway, that's what's going on the FNet. If you want to have me clumsily stumble through your name, you know, pick a weird one and join. In the meantime, also, I should say hello from my parents, I guess, who are upstairs enjoying House of Cards, which is a pretty good show, in case you haven't happened to watch it. I think Kevin Spacey is spectacular in that show. Speaking of show, in this show, I wanted to introduce a little bit of a segment that I haven't quite picked a name for. I think it was going to go something like Ambitious DJs or... basically, I need a name that kind of... So, I was a little bit in the semi-professional in DJ industry in Tokyo for a bit, and I've DJed a little bit in Denmark, but nothing. Like I'm a complete nobody. Like no one would. I think the few occasions where I've been afforded money for my quote unquote art, in those cases I've usually been referred. Usually it's someone who says like, "Hey, this dude does a really good job. I've done the job and I get paid and everyone's happy," but no one would ever, you know, randomly pick me up and say, "Hey, you know, I need to, I need a DJ and you just, I don't know, I've heard from you." No, nothing like that. It's quite rare. And it's not surprising because, hey, DJing is a kind of an oversaturated market. Ever since the democratization of tools, everyone who has a laptop, which almost literally is everyone, can just put the moniker DJ in front of their name and bam. They're a DJ. It's interesting that when the market gets saturated like that, you just get the most interesting biographies. And every DJ, even the ones who are either at the very low tier or the people who are actually starting to get booked for gigs that they aren't kind of clawing their way to the top to get, or people at the mid-tier... For me, a mid-tier performer might be someone like Sanders Van Dorn, who releases albums called From Dusk Till Dawn. I don't know. I don't know where to like kind of laugh or cry at that. But or anyone but the very top brass, like maybe David Guetta, who by most accounts wasn't really a DJ until he needed to be, was more of a music producer, or Avicii. You know, even these people have biographies that are very, very interesting to read. But those people, you know, the people on the top, at least you know that even though the biography is also usually completely overbloated and filled with a lot of hype in it, hey, at least they are, you know, you went to their homepage because you knew who they were. You didn't just randomly happen upon them. So the whole point, you know, apart from me rambling on here, was to pick out a few biographies of these up-and-comers, wannabes, if you want to, you know, be maybe a little bit snarky about it, and replace their name with something else, because I'm not really here to out anyone. I think it's fair enough if you want to hype yourself up. But man, if just half the shit that is in these biographies were true, our planet would be populated with the most well-performing, amazing artists that you had ever seen. I mean, these people just can't sell themselves enough, or the PR manager can't. So here is the first in a series of a name I've yet to coin, and we're going to start off with this person here. And the biography is short and sweet, and it reads, "Standing among the world's best DJs, DJ Snorkel is Canada's gold standard. He is one of one. A cultural pillar for millions of music fans with an undeniable influence, revered as one of the top 100 powerful people in music, DJ Snorkel has anchored Canada's largest urban radio station, X, since its inception 11 years ago, and continues to push the creative envelope at X Radio 99.9, inspiring a generation of DJs to follow in his footsteps. As one of the most well-known DJs to ever come out of Canada, DJ Snorkel is far from all flash. With a tireless work ethic, fearless creativity, and a scholar-like musical IQ, DJ Snorkel's skills are legendary. DJ Snorkel stands today well-renowned on both sides of the border as a gatekeeper, influencer, and authority on music as one of the world's greatest DJs to have ever lived." And that's it. This guy, you know, if this is half true, I don't know. Just, you know, if you think this is a lot, just wait. If I keep going with this, you will every week you'll hear something that just gets better and better. And in case someone's wondering, DJ Snorkel is, of course, completely made up. I took the liberty of borrowing that from DJs Complaining, what was originally a Twitter feed, but now became a kind of a webpage with some really fun articles. If you want to watch other people be very snarky about DJs Complaining, stuff like Richie Houghton, you know, skiing in the Alps and tweeting something like, "Oh man, even this weather at 11,000 feet can't clear my mind of all these thoughts I have." Anyway, it's time for a request. And we have the first one of the night, Baco 1978. "You wanted DJ Mitch with Cauldron Hexekugel Walpurgisnacht Hard Trance, and that fits really well with what we've already had." Someone says audio gone. That's a bit worrying. Let me just jump into the music here and see.
Oh.
Ah, very, very nice. And also you can hear there's some professional DJ work going on my end, turning on the mic, breathing in, and then speaking. See, that's what professionals do. They don't breathe in before they turn on the mic. No. They click it on and then they breathe in, just so, you know, the listeners get the full uncensored version of DJ goodness. And that was for Baco 1978, who's apparently been listening in on a few offline shows, so very much appreciated for that. Always appreciating people who are listening in and give feedback. And hey, even if you don't want to request anything or interact in any way whatsoever, you know, happy to have you regardless. Let's see. So that was for Baco. Then I have, unfortunately, a few cases of requests that I do not have queued up for this time, but will have for the next time. And I can see that my interaction with the request list here on Slay Radio is being lagged out, which usually means that the DNS server is once again failing. Let's see. Let's try to go on a website. No, this works. That's weird. Here's the thing. Recently, you may recall last show I was bitching and moaning a little bit about not having a cable and relying on a Wi-Fi connection, and that's all taken care of now. Thank God. I have finally. So here in Germany, the postal workers are on strike, which of course sucks. That's really, really shitty, and they have their own reasons for doing that. I think it is due to, I can see, no, the name resolution really is failing, and yet it works with slash, maybe someone on the website, maybe someone on EFNet, oh, now it's back again, this is weird. Anyway, the postal workers here are on strike, and apparently it has to do with the corporation itself is starting up a sister branch, and they want to hire workers through the sister branch and pay the workers in this sister branch less money. And of course, the postal workers are worried that this will transfer over to their current... They're basically worried that they'll slowly be exchanged, you know, replaced. And that is, very real concern. Not one that is... I don't know whether it's likely or not, but it is certainly a concern of mine. I am going to, before I play another request, I'm going to go into Morty with basics because Phil is no longer with us for the duration right now, and I thought, why don't we just pay a little bit of respect, pouring some authority to the curb, and giving Phil a little bit of a shout-out here. Then we'll get back to more requests. We'll be right back. A nice little short song there, Morty with Basics, and there's of course also a version with lyrics. It's nice to hear the this kind of plain version once in a while, and also a brief apology to, let's see, who was it? First Gohanks and then Raspor, who both wanted two songs that I unfortunately did not have, but have now and have lined up for the next show. Don't worry, those will absolutely be played next time. And Gohanks has gone the extra mile and requested yet another song that I unfortunately don't have lined up. He wanted Iron Blades with the End Crashing Eagles dubstep remix. So sorry, perhaps third time's the charm. So just, you know, request another song. Shargo, you wanted something unzy to celebrate that summer has finally hit Sweden, and then do a bunch of ASCII woos, and also to please say hi on everyone on IRC from me. So I guess, Shargo, maybe you can't make it to IRC, so, you know, everyone who's hanging out there, R-Chase, Leah, Dumper, Baco, Gohanks, Castrain, the whole shebang, Shargo says hello. Oh, and even Fashan. Also, just briefly back to Snorkel. So I was reading up Snorkel's, DJ Snorkel's hype profile. And again, I want to emphasize that I don't want to single anyone out because I know what the business is like. But it is interesting because it also means that it requires a little bit of skill to determine whether or not someone's webpage is, you know, if the person that you're seeing is actually kind of being booked. Is this person, do they have some sort of following, or are they just kind of, you know, pushing themselves? Are they all just hyping themselves up? And it's, you know, not hard if the person is local, because if you've never heard of them ever before or ever seen them perform anywhere that you, I guess, frequent, it's pretty easy to assume that they are at least not known enough to have, you know, other people book them spontaneously. But in this case, this particular DJ Snorkel, I must admit, the website does a good job of immediately convincing you that this person is the shit, even though the profile reads as a very, very plain, boring, tedious, and overhyped person. But scratching the surface a little bit, I found that the gallery section of this DJ had a total of 2 events, and both of them was kind of hyping up this particular person's relation to a celebrity, and the blog post has, you can see the website was made in 2003, has about 3 posts from there, 1 in 2004 and 1 this year. And again, I don't, you know, I'm pretty sure this person probably makes most of his business offline, so his online presence is not important. So who knows, this guy may well be, this DJ Snorkel may be being booked left and right, which of course is super cool. But it always rubs me a little bit the wrong way when you then see this person going on in one of the blog posts about how big corporations don't realize that what they really need to be doing is booking, you know, no-name talent, and instead of investing in celebrity DJs who couldn't care less about the craft or the product. Because it, you know, paints a picture that this person hasn't understood that the corporation doesn't give 2 shits about whether or not the celeb DJ cares. What they care about is the fact that the DJ celebrity is a recognizable brand. They are buying attention. Anyway, enough rambling and ranting on DJ Snorkel. All the best to him. In the meantime, Shargo, you wanted something unzy, you said, and one of the unziest tunes that I haven't heard in a bit and I really like is Blastinox with Crackout, the Blastinox remix. So I hope that suffices. like Blasternox, crack out the Blasternox remix because it was made by Blasternox, as Boz usually says. I have another Unzi tune lined up because Shargo wanted Unz, and it seems to be the only request I've been able to fulfill, apart from a few. I guess Baco 1978, you got something as well. I should remind people out there that the request list is still nice, wide, and open, and we have at least another 15 minutes to go. It is probably going to be a bit of a short show initially, and I think that's a good thing. There's a word, what is it, that wording, the phrase, good things come in small packages, I guess, I don't know, or maybe, not overstaying your welcome, certainly. And it's, you know, it's not because I like doing long shows, but I think, I've talked quite a bit, I think, over the past couple of months about, you know, kind of shining, giving the old spit shine to the software that I'm using to broadcast and trying to put some new features in there. And while nothing big has happened yet, I certainly do intend to do that, and it's kind of the next to-do thing on my list of stuff, in addition to redoing the website that also is attached to this, because I'd really like to have a website that not only keeps kind of track of all the shows that I do with the system, but even has a kind of web-based chat as well. And I know people might be thinking, hey, wait, why? Baco 1978, go knock yourself out. If you want to do another show, another tune, yeah, go for it. And even LP Chip is coming along being like, hey, there's a live show, what the hell? I do want to kind of integrate the website I have, planmixplay.com, a little closer to the show, and I'm also working on probably getting some visuals in there, but, I could talk all day long about what my plans are and what my visions are, but until any of it actually exists, that seems kind of like a tease and also kind of futile. You know, people will usually be much happier when you have something to show. And there certainly isn't a lack of people on the internet who are ready to tell you several paragraphs of how awesome and wonderful some idea is. But when it comes to actually, you know, executing, So I'd rather be the guy who just says nothing and executes. In the meantime, I see that we have a few more requests coming in. I'm going to line this other Unzi tune up because it's not really played enough and I like it a whole lot. So here's Infamous with For Wrath. infamous with For Wrath, which was played for Shargo because he wanted Unzi stuff. And hey, on my show, you apparently get two for the price of one. Same goes for Baco 1978, who wanted scroll Pandora's Trousers, Arc of, you know, Pandora's Trouser. Let's try that one more time. Take two, Arc Pandora's Divine Trousers. I'm guessing you want the press play on tape version, which I have lined up for you next show. But in the meantime, you also want something from Dax, and I hesitated a little bit at perhaps playing the Outrun Magical Sound Shower Dax at the Rio again, but I really like that song. I think it is a spectacular version of Outrun, and it reminds me a little bit of when I played Outrun 2 a bunch of times in the arcade in Tokyo. That game, if you see one of those arcades standing around a bit, especially if it's the deluxe cabinet, I even fucking got to play the super deluxe one that has half a car attached to it that kind of moves up and down while you're driving, which is really sweet. Man, I miss that. I used to be a much bigger arcade buff than I am today. But I still kind of wish that there was this culture. Yeah, I really wish that there was, you know, a place nearby where there just was a big enough interest that someone could buy a bunch of machines and people would congregate there. I remember why I was briefly at a conference in multimedia. I get distracted here by the chat. Gohang said he wanted Dax, actually. Yeah, it was Gohang. You're right. It wasn't... I'm getting so confused. It's also Sunday. It's, it's a confusing time. You know what's going to end the confusion is if I just click up here and then there and I... Oh, here we go. Yes, Gohanks wanted something from Dax, and R-Chase wanted Divine Trousers. I don't have what you want, R-Chase, but I do have something from for Gohanks. Yeah, sigh, man. It's a confusing Sunday. As I was saying, while I was in Florida at a small kind of, what can you call it? Kind of a resort stay, because, I mean, Florida, most of the hotels there are certainly intended for family stays. And I had picked one that was not the conference venue, because that one is usually ridiculously overpriced. I once did that while there was a conference in Toronto, and I almost immediately regretted it when I saw the bill later on. It was crazy. And the worst thing is, I've even heard from certain conference goers that the people who organize the conference, if they manage to book out the conference hotels, they get upgraded to a royal suite or something. Like, there's some not so great promotion stuff involved in there, slight conflict of interest. Anyway, while I was there, I happened upon seeing a sign from this small collection of shops and bars and other restaurants across the city, and one of them called Player One Arcade Ball, and I thought, that's weird. Even in the US, I know that arcades are going away, so what's this thing? And sure enough, I went over there, and this was like a new retro bar that had just kind of sprung up overnight. And imagine my fortune that I'd actually booked a hotel within walking distance of this place, because it wasn't really worth for me getting a car just for the 5 days that I'd be at the conference. I went over there one evening and hung out and played games and met a bunch of people, and that was a really good time. So if you ever happen to be in Orlando, Florida, search for the Player One. I think all you need to Google is Player One Bar or Player One Arcade. It was a good time. All right, we're coming up on 9 o'clock, and I will go for a few more songs to your requests, because I asked for them, and then the least I can do is play them, but the show won't last for that much longer. But here, Gohanks for you. I have lined up Dax with Outrun Magical Sound Shower Dax at the Rio, and this is just a terrific remix of this version. Please enjoy. man, that song is just so hip wriggling, foot stomping, ass shaking. It's moving. It's awesome. It is a spectacular remix, in my opinion. It is, you know, it doesn't go too crazy, but just, you know, does what it's supposed to do. It's, I would even go as far as to say I'd put it on the same level as a number of the remixes done for the Outrun 2 Special Tours version, or just the regular SP, which is pretty damn awesome. Oh yeah, Outrun. I've been quite a big Outrun fan. I don't know why that particular game always struck a chord with me, but I really liked the arcade game. I remember when I got this is back in the day, about maybe 8, 9, maybe even 10 years ago, back when emulation was kind of still going through this big phase where there was a huge push and things were being emulated, and man, Capcom System 2 was suddenly working and things were getting really exciting. I remember this emulator Final Burn, where I was, you know, kind of chummy with the people who made it, so I got a pre-release alpha version every now and again, and I remember for some reason I preferred playing Outrun on their emulator the most, with just a regular attached joystick. And I even had the fortune of trying out the sit-down deluxe cabinet of it in Japan. And imagine my surprise when I actually fit inside the goddamn thing. And this was at this like old clunky retro, man, this is, if you are ever in Tokyo, you need to go to Odaiba and then you need to get your ass to Sega Joypolis. But make sure that you don't only go to Joypolis, but also go up the nearby escalator to the very next floor. Or maybe it's the second floor, but there is this most awesome old-school retro arcade where there are so many mechanical old machines up there. Like, I'm talking the coolest, all of it is nearly 100% mechanical, and nothing is more fun than seeing, like, these really old, slightly janky, but generally in good condition machines. Like everything from this sort of arm wrestling machine to play golf and football and baseball, and it's all like real mechanical things moving and whizzing and whirring and motors going, and I don't know, I'm fascinated by that. So almost even more than like all digital arcade machines, and trust me, they got the hell of a lot of those as well. All right, as I mentioned before, this is going to be a bit of a short show, and tell you what, how about we make a deal? So, Baco 1978, he had a third request here. He wanted Spy versus Spy with Blanco o Negro remix. I don't have that one. I have it for next show. And, Leah's heading off. Bye, Leah. Great to have you, listen in. And, hopefully we'll see you soon, wherever you're headed for a few weeks. Anyway, here's the deal. I have Kisrin wanted some Lazy Jones, please. And since Slum God of Depth, the Lazy Jones Funky Jones remix, is played quite seldom here on Slay Radio, I have that rarity lined up for you. In the meantime, I will play another 3 songs at most. So if people want another three songs, go ahead and request them now, and I'll do my best to oblige. If I don't have that particular song, that'll just drop the line. So I'm not promising a total of 3 songs played. What I am promising is a total of 3 attempts. So if you're keen on that and want to hear another 3 songs before the show wraps up, feel free to request something now. In the meantime, Kishrain, this is Slum God of Depth, Lazy Jones, the Funky Jones remix. I have it for you. We'll be right back. And that song stopped rather abruptly, even though I should have been well aware of this abrupt stoppage. You know, that's one of the many advantages of PMP. I can quite easily see exactly how the song has a runtime. Like, I really like that planning aspect of it when doing the radio show like this, which is why I'm so eager, oh man, to put in some new stuff. Like, oh man, I know I promised that I wouldn't say what might be possible, but I can't help myself. One thing I really would like to do is to play the C64 games, since the system PMP supports some easy, simple video broadcasting as well. And then, whenever I do play a tune, have a broadcast running on YouTube as well or something, you know, still run things over the Slay Radio Relay also. And then just have some sort of cool montage of the game being played. So if you do happen to have a TV screen and you want to have something being shown while I do the show, probably with a little bit of live webcamming in between, then I want to set that up. But there's still so much left to do. I still need to like wrap my head around how GStreamer works properly, which is the library I'm using. Right now I use it in a really ugly, ugly way. I kind of just boot it up. Let it chew through a video file, and then manually extract all the frames and put them in memory instead of using it as like a proper video streaming pipeline, which is horrible. But it, for all the awesome things that GStreamer does, it is not very user friendly in terms of documentation. So just like getting a single frame of video onto an OpenGL texture is a heck of a, you need to work a heck of a lot. Like, when it runs, I'm sure it runs great if you've done everything correctly. But getting to that point, I think I've bashed my head against that wall for a long time. But fortunately, this other guy apparently said he'd finally found some sort of workaround that makes that happen. So, you know, when I get more time, I'll have a look at getting that going. And thumbs up. Thanks, R. Chase, who says that sounds great. And I hope, because, you know, this is kind of a performance instrument. That is what PMP is. And, you know, I kind of want to push it a bit further, because there really isn't another tool that does even what it does now in exactly the same way it does what it does. In the meantime, let's keep on with the music. I promised that I would play three more requests if people were so inclined. And the first one up here is LP Chip, who said, "Hey Gazoo, can you play a Last V8 song? Thanks." And that's a broad request, so fortunately I can acquiesce. I have picked out Zuckerfrei, since we're in Germany, with the Last V8 synthesized. LP Chip, I hope that one is suitable for your needs. We'll be right back. That was Zuckerfrei, the last V8 synthesized for LP Chip. And we have our last three songs locked in, so you can stop hitting refresh on that request button so you can request again and again, as I'm sure all of you want to do. Seriously, though, just to talk a little bit about, I have been also served a gracious bit of humility every once in a while. I recall back when I used to run a very, very small emulation-based review site for Neo Geo games called the Neo Geo Review Center. And at some point, I got into PHP coding and MySQL and got really excited about that and spent, I think, several weeks building a new website that had kind of custom review functionality and all that stuff, much less static. And I was so excited. And I thought, hey, I've seen all these other cool emulation authors leave weird cryptic messages, and the community went wild and, you know, tried to decipher them and were like, oh my God, what can this mean? And you have no idea. Like, one of the early Neo Geo emulators called Neo Geo Rage X, I remember they had like this huge thing where they left like three messages and people were scrambling to figure out, oh my God, what have they... what's the decoding key and what does this mean, and there's a date attached, and oh my God, will we finally have this game emulated or whatever. And I was like, hey, I can, I'm sure people like my website too, I'll make a code and everyone will be so eager to crack it. So I went ahead and did that, and I bet the few people who did visit my website went in, had a look, and I was like, oh, that's weird. The website shut down, and what's this? Some sort of weird scribble? Oh, well, click, next web page. So, yeah, I don't know why I thought that anyone would give a shit, you know, it was a tiny website. You know, a few people read it, and I do remember a few people writing an email saying, like, hey, you know, keep going, keep up the good work, but, you know, still very small potatoes. And, you know, I'm still small potatoes, but... I still like doing the show. You know, you should do whatever you do, do it because you like it. Because if you're only doing it because blah, 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 then you really shouldn't blah. And DJ Snorkel will be your first name eventually. In the meantime, I have a song lined up for Frankie. Frankie, you wanted Clubber Pulse by Run Stop 64, and you said, Grüß aus Deutschland. Well, Grüß to you. We'll be right back. That is for you, Frankie Runstop 64 with Clubber Pulse, listening in and saying Grüß aus Deutschland. Well, Grüß zurück aus Deutschland, sage ich dazu. We are wrapping up the show. I asked and you provided three more songs it was. The last one lined up here is another request by Baco 1978, who wants Gina Sisters remix but doesn't specify which one, in which case I've gone to the Liberty and saying, hey, I have two. The first one is DHS of TSW featuring Mackay, Keep the Scene Alive, but I feel we've heard that one, you know, a little bit more than this other one by Amok, who's made the Jungle Rumble mix of Great Gyna Sisters. Gyna, is it Gyrna Sisters? Great Gyrna Sisters. So that's what I have lined up for you, Baco 1978. I want to wrap up this show by saying, do not pre-order games. And I say this because I'm a big fan of the Batman series. And apparently the latest Batman game, Arkham Knight, is really having the shit hit the fan in regards to the PC version. All the previous versions of the PC version, I think, may have been directly handled by Rocksteady. Rocksteady also produced this latest version, but then handed over the porting of that to Iron Galaxy, which is headed up by the infamous Dave Lang, who seems like a really nice guy. And yeah, apparently something went a little bit haywire with the porting, and the game's not doing so well, going even as far enough as to Warner Brothers pulling it from the Steam store for sale, which is crazy. This is absolutely, in my mind, a direct result of Steam implementing the refund capability. I mean, it is now possible if you buy a game on Steam, you can just within 7 days of purchase, and as long as you haven't played the game for more than 2 hours, you can click a button and immediately get your money back, no questions asked. I'm not even sure if it goes through any sort of vetting process. I think it is just your money is just back in your account and the game is removed from your library. And it's clear to see that Warner Brothers knows that, being fickle consumers that we are, if they manage to pry that hard-earned cash out of your hands with the Batman crowbar and it doesn't work out and you get that money back, you are much less likely to once again throw money at that product. There is no doubt in my mind, if they have, you know, X number of people buy the game, a certain percentage refund it immediately, this smaller number, to say Y, only a percentage of Y will be repurchasing the game, obviously. Like, they won't have more people. Like, a certain percentage of those people who bought the game, felt it wasn't good enough, got their money back, will not buy that game again. So they know that it's up to them to then, you know, stop the sale and try and fix the game as best they can and then put it back up for sale. So I guess what I'm saying in essence is, I think this refund stuff is awesome if you're a consumer. I have heard rumblings that there, or read a few opinions about that being issues for smaller developers, and it certainly is kind of an issue if you have a game that's only 2 hours long, because Lord knows, people certainly aren't above playing your game through and then deciding, well, you know, why not just get my money back because I can? So click, thanks. Anyway, I have rambled on for long enough. Yeah, I have the last request here lined up for Baco 1978. You wanted some Gyna Sisters, so I'm giving you some from Amok, the Rumble Mix version. But before I proceed with that, you know what? Let's just proceed with that right away, because we will have a wind down too on the other side. So yeah, let's just enjoy some Gyna Sisters together. We'll be right back. Amok with Great Gina Sisters Rumble Mix. Really, really funky stuff. I like that one a whole lot. Really, really awesome. That's it. That's a wrap. This is the end of the show. One brief comment was that Chris Hulsbeck, the original composer of this music, was on Boz's show last Wednesday, if you happen to catch it. I was, of course, listening in as per the mandatory DJ agreement here on Slay Radio that also has an NDA and a signed. Whoops, I guess I shouldn't be talking about that. But he mentioned that the first part of the song, if you happen to hear it, is long story short, a lot of people think that the song played initially is the theme song to Gina Sisters, which is not true. And the reason that people think that is, of course, that the less than legal version, that is to say the pirated version, cracked away the theme and I think perhaps also like a title screen. So you just landed bump in middle, like immediately when you booted up the game on your Amiga or Commodore 64, you would land on the menu selection screen and that would be the song that would play. So a lot of people mistakenly thought, hey, this is actually the theme song, which is incorrect, but it's a funny little story. And Gina Sisters also really occupies a weird space because as far as I know, that game wasn't on sale for more than 2 weeks before it was taken down because Nintendo didn't really feel that someone infringing that heavily on their intellectual property ought to be allowed to sell their product. And but I think if you look at the level design and a number of other things in Gina Sisters, it is a complete ripoff of Super Mario Brothers in almost every way possible. Like they basically stopped short of ripping the Mario and the Bowser sprite out and putting that in. But so much else of the game is almost identical, at least at the very beginning. So it's kind of surprising that they only got slapped with a cease and desist and maybe not even a bigger lawsuit in terms of like, hey, you owe us money for lost profits. I mean, that was the thing back then. You could sneak a whole bunch of shit under the radar. Maybe not a release that copies Nintendo's main intellectual property. Anyway, we have arrived at the proverbial end of the show. I have lined up Glyn R. Brown with Firelord Symphonic because we haven't played that in forever. But I want to thank everyone for listening in on Slay Radio. And I also want to pimp some of the upcoming shows before I head out. Of course, we have Boz's Bit of Bollocks on Wednesday at 20 Universal Slay Radio time. 8 o'clock. And then we also have Gert on Saturday, July the 4th. So I guess that's an official kind of July the 4th show, also called Radio Awesome Independence Day Spectacular, apparently with a guest, Claris, a real live American, according to Gert's little blurb there. So tune in for that as well. So once again, thank you everyone for listening in. I will try to be a little bit more busy working, trying to get that website together for the rest of the evening. Otherwise, I hope you'll join me once again next Sunday. And I think I may settle on this 8 o'clock slot. I'm not sure. It's just, 1 o'clock in the afternoon worked well back when that was 8 o'clock for me. But 1 o'clock on a Sunday afternoon really kind of puts a dent in what else I can do with the day. So it'll probably move to a bit later in the evening. We'll see. But as usual, I will announce on Slay Radio. So once again, thanks for listening in, and I'll see you next week. We'll be right back.
Ooh.